Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Into the second hour of the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting on this dark, dank, and you guys can tell you this murky, wet day in Wales, where it is absolutely shocking going through with the weather. But the grand solo minimum is definitely here. That's not about it, and it's certainly winter. But I go on to Greta Thunberg, who got a kicking in Alberta, politically kicking, that is, and she was highlighted in. Ushered in and idolized at all the universities, and the politicians she met, they bowed down to her, and she they gave her, treated her like a messiah, except the people of Alberta, who I'll come to that in a minute of video, but just reading this piece here, concerned citizens report Greta Thunberg's parents to child services in Sweden for child abuse, right? And Ethan Huff is writing this from Activist Post. And you hear this bitter little creature, a photograph of her here. She looks a little bit possessed, I have to say. But it says here, while she appears to be missing in action as of late, angry climate child, this is a good expression. Greta Thunberg of United Nations ranting fame isn't off the hook when it comes to her questionable climate shenanigans, and neither are her parents. And it goes on to say here, according to reports, Greta's parents are the subject of a new inquiry into their fitness as parents, as it would seem that they have been abusing their daughter for political and financial gain. Well, allowing her to be financed and put up as a specimen on behalf of George Soros and the climate change agenda, which is a precursor of introducing climate taxes, carbon taxes. That's what this is about. A report was recently filed in a Swedish name, Kungsholm district of Stockholm, claiming that Greta's parents are exploiting her in order to push the climate agenda, which is causing young Greta to suffer serious mental anguish and emotional distress. Oh, I don't think so. In tandem with a public relations consultant, Greta's mother specifically is said to have exploited her daughter to create mass hysteria and panic around the world, ending in a few years due to climate change and global warming. I don't think it's mass hysteria. And now Greta is spreading this same mental illness to other young children. Well, that's real. That's the damage via her mother's damaging influence, which could mean that Greta's mom is unfit to keep Greta in her custody. Well, I don't know what her school is doing about it. Her school should be on the same rap sheet. How can they release this kid out to do this around the world? Even though she's 16, when large parts of the adult world and the social media participate in mass psychosis around Greta Thunberg, who obviously doesn't feel so good, it's like having to pinch one's arm, stated Swedish party chairman for social conservatives and lifestyle liberals about the bizarre situation. What a mouthful. Is this true? The same individual who is also a lawyer, through the party chairman, asked in a tweet, "What are you doing? This is not healthy." Greta's sister is now being bullied because of Greta's climate hysteria. It isn't just Greta who's suffering from the effects of this child abuse either. Greta's sister, new reports indicate, is now being bullied at school because of Greta's outspoken history on climate. Okay. Greta's 13-year-old sister is reportedly being constantly discouraged by others because of her sister's whacked out thinking, and is now suffering a barrage of other repercussions that are a result of Greta's climate fear mongering. Okay. I didn't think there was any people with common sense in Sweden anymore. I think they've thrown the country open to immigration, destroyed their country, and repeat the globalist agenda ad nauseum. That's the Swedes for you today. Greta herself fully admits that she's protected from the backlash of her own actions due to her constant traveling, which makes her inaccessible to scrutiny. Well, that is true to a degree. Meanwhile, Greta's sister is the one who's having to bear the brunt of her sister's actions. The difference between me and the people who are left at home is that I'm always traveling and inaccessible, Greta is saying. This writer keeps repeating himself. Ethan Huffy should know better. The best thing to do when it comes to Greta's climate proselytizing is to simply ignore it, which is what President Trump did upon arriving at the UN recently for his own appearance. This move by Trump clearly upset Greta, who unfortunately appears to actually believe the propaganda that she's told to recite and spread every opportunity. I'll start by saying I hope that little girl gets help, wrote the Leo Zagami.com commentator expressing concerns for well-being. Leo Zagami is the whistleblower about the internal workings of the Vatican. She is being used to push a scam and an advocate against the abuse of children. Children want to see her get help, the same commentator added. Another wrote that Greta's mother, Melina Emin, is guilty of having stolen Greta's childhood by indoctrinating her in climate change. Her mother doesn't have the same name, I see. As a mother myself, who's she quoting now, I would never allow my young daughter, especially vulnerable young daughter, to cross the ocean by herself and be placed in a truly unhealthy situation. Well, it was all a major stunt. Her parents and teachers, who enabled and endorsed this without any concern for Greta's well-being, is just horrible. And for an autistic child, this is mental and emotional abuse. I didn't think she was autistic. And the adults involved should be ashamed of themselves. Well, that's news to me that she was likely autistic. But there you are. Anyway, we have an audio clip of the people of Alberta objecting to Greta Thunberg. It's 2.5 minutes or so. Ken has it there. We'll run to that now. Is that okay?
Quite frankly, we're frustrated and tired of celebrities coming in and trying to tell us about our environmental standards.
It's like deja vu all over again. A convoy of pro-energy supporters is preparing to leave Red Deer, Alberta. But they aren't headed for Ottawa this time. They're headed for Edmonton. And they have a message for climate activist Greta Thunberg.
As far as I'm concerned, they're putting a child out in front of their message or handlers. Quite frankly, I'm embarrassed for their handlers, and I feel sorry for Greta for being put in this position. I really think she had a message that I believe the world does need to hear, but Canada doesn't need to be heard that message, and Canada knows about environmental standards.
The 16-year-old isn't going to speak until late Friday morning, but already many Albertans have formed strong opinions of her.
I think it's incredible. I think she's an inspiration.
Go read what she's actually demanding, and it's something that would shut down this whole province, really, right? And most of Canada.
She's a really good ambassador for especially her age group to start thinking about the environment and what needs to be done.
She needs to go to China and India and to the places where there is a real climate issue and have her message sent to those countries.
If Glenn Carrot looks familiar, it's because he led the convoy which went to Ottawa in support of the energy sector in February. It was a trip which had its share of controversy, as some worried the message was hijacked by more radical elements of the Yellow Vest movement.
Yeah, our message has definitely been streamlined. We're oil and gas. We're Canadian energy, in fact. We're definitely focused on that mission, and our message is very clear, and that is to get pipelines in the ground and stop buying foreign oil at $50 million a day.
Anywhere from 1 to 200 trucks are expected to roll into Edmonton by mid-morning, and they hope their message is louder. In Innisfail, Jonathan Muma, City News.
I was muted there. Thank you, Ken. that was the Albertans speaking up about Greta Thunberg, and it's much, much more of that. The Rebel TV network, who were back Tommy Robinson and that, they did a that's the one I've just thought of now. Mine not working well. All this rain is softening my brain. The Rebel TV in Canada, they have been, they are conservative. They have been covering this, and I must dig out, maybe for this end of this program, one of their videos, send it to Ken. But they've been monitoring this, et cetera, et cetera. But the Greta Thunberg thing, believe it or not, nothing against the young child, but she's handpicked, molded for this, and to bury deep in the deep subconscious psyche of young children, this global warming, that's number one. And as regards the rest of us, it's to psych people into agreeing to carbon taxes. But it won't work, because carbon taxes are just impoverishment. Absolutely. But that's what all that crap is about. But and a parallel story, that polar bear export purged. I think I read a bit of this last week, but ran out of time. Dr. Susan Crockford. Global warming campaigners have done an effective job at convincing the media and much of the world that polar bears are dying out. Well, this is total BS. I've mentioned this many times. Again, the Greta Thunberg thing is like the intimidating photographs of a polar bear floating along on a square meter of ice. That's what polar bears do. And their population is booming in the Antarctic and in the northern Antarctic, etc. They're absolutely booming. And they, as I said, they can swim up to 50 miles a day and go up and down 100 pieces of ice. That's what they do. But the lies being told on David Shuckman on the BBC, oh, God help us. But anyway, global warming campaigners have done an effective job at convincing the media and much of the world that polar bears are dying out. In fact, thanks to a hunting ban, polar bears are a major conservation success story. Their population ballooned from 5,000 in the 1960s, depending on whose estimate, to 22,000 to 30,000 today. Today, the North is loaded with fat, happy, fecund bears. sorry to the seals. They do kill seals, but the seal population is massive and inexhaustible currently. It appears that telling the truth about polar bears made Dr. Susan Crockford, and the photographer here, a respected published Canadian zoologist, the victim of an ideological purge. First, she was removed from the University of Victoria's Speakers Bureau, and then not renewed to her position as an adjunct professor. The loss of adjunct status, Crockford wrote, will primarily prevent me from continuing specific research on specification and domestication, which she specializes in, mechanism in evolution without an academic affiliation. I will be unable to secure research funds of academic collaborators. But this woman of science is fearless. What a lack of academic affiliation has not done and cannot do, Crockford continued, is stop me from investigating and commenting on the failures and inconsistencies of science that I see in published polar bear research papers and reflected public statements made by polar bear scientists. I am still a former adjunct professor and I will not be silenced. And she said, free speech is anathema to the left. Yeah, and on the left are the ones who want to kill free speech. It used to be the fascist, right? Now it's the left. They don't fear false or misleading information. That's their stock in trade. They fear the facts that prove them wrong. They are prepared to wreck a great harm on anyone who dare utter them, utter the truth. They know they can silence Susan. They can't silence Susan Crockford, but know also that harming her creates an atmosphere of fear that most others lack the courage to confront. Warming campaigners are actively hunting scalps. Take a look at this shocking anonymous admission from one of the CFACT friend, Russell Cook, found on all places, CFACT, own comment forum. And I'm quoting them, saying, you will be pleased to know that in the past 2 years, I successfully had two deniers fired, forced resignations from climate warming deniers, from their university positions. One was a prolific WWT, I don't know what that is, contributor. I discovered a nice twist to the freedom of speech tale. You can say almost anything except yell fire in a crowded room and are free to make a fool of yourself, but can't invoke one's pedigree to do it. That's very foolish. Blah, 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 blah. And to think of the malice and lack of respect and concern for others these people exhibit. Academic is the left, freedom, and ability of all of us to participate in public discussion is truly under assault. What would happen if our nasty commenters' methods were applied equally to everyone? How often do you read misleading and outright false pronouncements from climate campaigners in the press? Do they not cite their academic and professional affiliations in their bios? And Donna, another name, difficult name, Land Framboise. Cover Dr. Kirkwood's situation at the Financial Post. Okay. Just where am I getting this article from? Civil Rights, Climate, okay, CFACT. I'm a bit convoluted. It appears certain to me that the Anthropology Department bowed to pressure from administration. This is the people who sacked this woman. Anyway, just for telling the truth about the burgeoning polar bear population, she got fired. So the truth will... They say the truth will set you free, the truth will get you fired as well, in the current fascist state we live in, etc., etc. But and again, this carry-on of facial recognition, that is at Amazon, facial recognition falsely identified 27 pro-athletes as criminals. I mean, I don't know what their involvement is. Is this. Police and government agencies... are becoming increasingly reliant on facial recognition software to hunt for suspects, despite the fact that this technology is notorious for falsely identifying innocent people as criminals. In one of the most recent cases, Amazon facial recognition technology falsely identified 27 different professional athletes as criminals. While it may be true that professional football players have been known to get, I don't know how they're involved in this, to get in trouble. While it may be true that professional football players have been known to get into trouble, we have quite a few of the NFL from time to time, this is obviously a failure of the software. The software is called Recognition, with a K, and it has made numerous high-profile mistakes since its launch in 2016. This is the same facial recognition system that accidentally identified 1 in 5 California lawmakers as criminals. Though, depending on your perspective in politics, you might think that they are criminals. The Massachusetts chapter of the ACLU tested the recognition system by scanning the headshots of 188 professional athletes from different New England sports teams, including the Boston Bruins, the Boston Celtics, and the New England Patriots, and the Boston Red Sox. The headshots were fed through a database of 20,000 mugshots, and the software determined matches of 27 of these players. I see. That's what I tend to... Okay. Kate Crockford, Director of Technology for Liberty Program at the ACLU of Massachusetts, said the facial recognition is dangerous, and it works, whether it works or not. The results of this scan add to the mounting evidence that the unregulated face surveillance technology in the hands of government agencies is a serious threat to individual rights, due process, and the democratic freedoms. Face surveillance is dangerous when it doesn't work properly, and when it does, Crockford said in a statement. Amazon Web Services is standing by its technology, claiming that the ACLU chapter was misleading its product. And... this is Amazon's statement. As we've said many times in the past, when used with recommended 99% confidence threshold, and that's one part of human-driven decision, facial recognition technology can be used for a long list of beneficial purposes, for assisting the identification of criminals and helping fund missing children to inhibiting human trafficking. Well, listen, friend, we know that all the government agencies are facilitating human trafficking in children. And I have an article here later on about this shocking event in Britain where 39 Chinese and Vietnamese young people were found dead in the back of a refrigerated truck coming in from the continent. And they've arrested the driver and they're making progress in pulling in the net of the traffickers. And when do you hear about traffickers being arrested? Very, very rarely indeed. Okay, we'll go to this, I hear the music, next break. And... we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're coming back in close to the bottom of the hour, the second hour. This is the Barden Report, and I'm reading a piece here. I hear there was a verbal punch-up on the previous program with Ingrid Castle and her guests, etc., but very entertaining for this time of year, I believe. But I'll listen into it and listen back and see what happened. But nobody got injured, right? That's easy. So it's all great fun. Ken is telling me on the earpiece. It's like people ask me, "So you're not married?" I said, "No, lots of bus stops over the years." But I said, "No wife, no children, no alimony, and nobody got injured." So it's a pretty good result, really. But there you are. But I'm still on the market here. But I'm reading out this piece about Amazon facial recognition technology. Well, they're a military industrial contractor. Did you know that? Because the snooping software they developed was way ahead of the NSA. So they sold us one of it, I believe, for $400 million. And then Bezos got another $400 million for something else, and he bought the Washington Post. But there you are. But this article here I'm reading, if you can remember it, this failure of recognition cameras where they fed a few hundred football players into a database of 20,000, and it claimed 27 of them were criminals when they weren't. It mustn't have been the NHL. But, okay. According to a report from The Guardian, the South Wales police scanned the crowd of more than 170,000 people who attended the 2017 Champions League's final soccer in Cardiff and falsely identified thousands of innocent people. The cameras identified 2,400 people as criminals, but 2,297 of them were innocent and only 172 of them were criminals, which is a 92% false positive rate. Wow, that is something else. But South Wales police have an appalling reputation. Like, they're the worst for speed trapping in Britain, and they're full of masons. And it's a despicable police force. One of the Scottish police force, the Metropolitan Police, and South Wales. And they can put the North Yorkshire one as bad as well. A scandal after scandal after scandal. And the child abuse thing in Rotherham, that was absolutely appalling. That went on for 10 or 12 years. 1,200 young children, 12, 14, 15, 16 age, abused by Muslim Pakistanis on a shocking scale. And the police knew about it, did nothing about it. And the Labour Party politicians in that area did nothing about it as well. Okay. Well, I'll pluck that out as a separate piece as well, but that's statistical. I'll read it again. According to a report from The Guardian, the South Wales police scanned the crowd of, without their permission, 170,000 people who attended the 2017 Champions League's final soccer match in Cardiff and falsely identified thousands of innocent people. Cameras identified 2,470 people as criminals, but 2,297 of them were innocent. Imagine the paperwork and investigation it took to raise that, right? Which it created work that was totally unnecessary and wasted police time. Police wasting police time, which they do through overtime as well, and stretching out inquiries. That's standard police procedure to earn more money. And only 173 of them were criminals, which is a 92% false positive rate. According to a Freedom of Information request filed by Wired, these were actually typical numbers for the facial recognition software by the South Wales Police. Data from the department showed that there were false positive rates of 87 to 90% for different events. Meaning, if the ones who were criminals, 87% were not, were identified as, by the camera. Similar numbers were released by the FBI in 2016, when the agency also admitted that their facial recognition database consisted of mostly innocent people, since they use driver licenses and passport photos for their searches, in addition to mugshots. In fact, there is a 50-50 chance that your picture is in a facial recognition database. Also in 2016, another study found that the facial recognition software disproportionately targeted people with dark skin. Okay, so that just a separate piece there, just put a highlighter on it. That is not too far away from me where that happened. I wouldn't go further into that. That is quite shocking. Woo! And then I could do 10 hours on 5G, considering the people I'm involved with, and Mark Steele and people like that, who are, and that guy, by the way, who interviewed David Noakes there, Ian Crane, funny looking character, the way he dresses, but or does not dress. But he is the key person who nailed fracking in this country. And now they're tokenly stopping it because it's been stopped by civil protests. But Boris Johnson tried to claim the victory by banning fracking. Well, it was knocked out by local authorities and other situations anyway, based on lawsuits and threatened lawsuits about earthquakes in Lancashire in the north of England. But to start fracking in an area is a crime to begin with. But to do it in an area where there's hundreds of year-old mine works is ridiculous. You're going to get earthquakes and movement of shifts, and a lot of those old mine shafts are full of gas and water and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, even Scientific America admits. Okay, we're going to the bottom of the outbreak, and I'll have a piece on 5G after the break. Okay, back then.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back in from the bottom of the hour break, the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And there we're here today on this murky, dank, dark, wet Saturday, the 2nd of November, 2019. And I just see here, when I mentioned last week, that creature in Canada has been technically re-elected with a reduced majority, Justin Trudeau. I mean, how can Canadians do that? What is going on here? The liberal loony left. They're the same as California. California virus has morphed into Canada. And the figures were the Liberals got 33%, the Conservatives got 34%, the Quebecois got 7% in Quebec, and the NDP, which are lefty as well, really, got 16%, and the Greens got 6.5%. So he'll hook up with one of these in the former government. I mean, that is so sad, sick. Canada. Talking to my relatives last night for an hour in Canada. It's a police state, basically, Canada. Absolutely. And there's other of the many, many scandals around. The Fed is offering $100 billion a day in emergency loans to unnamed banks. And Congress is not curious enough to hold a hearing. I mentioned this last week. $100 billion a day. That's the real precursor of a collapse. I mean, when the years to come, in 50 years, I have to write the history of the 20s, the noughties, as they call them, was the warnings. The warnings were flashing red lights all over the place. The high street collapsing, the crushing monopolies, the low wages, and the banks, the Federal Reserve, handing out money like confetti, quantitative easing scam, which was an indirect money to shove into the stock exchange by banks to brokers, etc., etc., etc. And that figure that, that people should absorb, and especially if you've got a commercial pension, this the New York Stock Exchange is regarded as being 70% overvalued. And that's the level of drop that will come in the next collapse. And Bob Chapman predicted it when he was alive, one of the best financial people ever, used to be on this network. With John Stadtmuller, he was saying that this collapse, there's only a minor hiccup in 2008. The real collapse will be 5 or 6 times worse than 1929. And so the Federal Reserve and all the central banks are developing behind the scenes digital currencies, and to jump in with to very suddenly and withdraw notes. That's what's going to happen. They're not going to slowly start removing notes now. There's a waiting. It looks like that argument has disappeared. No, it hasn't. The digital currency is after the next collapse, and your pension, which I'm sick telling people, anybody who has a commercial pension, you should cash it in immediately in the lowest cost way you can and buy gold and silver, physical, not certificates, physical gold and silver. Ask Jeffrey Bennett. He's on this network 3 times a week. And those poor saps, again, I'm saying this for the 50th time. I know people in America have done this. Teachers, they have signed irrevocable letters of intent never to seek to draw a lump sum out of their pension. Well, buddy, that's people who've done that, their pension is gone. They'll pay out the figures on the piece of paper up to the bus date, and then, boom, it's gone. It's evaporated. And the key phrase that people like Bob Chapman and the true analyzers of this, it's not Michael Schneider, but people like him, saying, in the next bus, all paper will burn. Anything, you have to have physical everything, physical gold, physical silver, tools, equipment, land, food, and resources. Otherwise, you'll have nothing. And it's going to be shocking. And then when things are rampant, you're a threat from your distant neighbors and neighbors and your neighborhoods. You had better have alliances of good people to protect yourself from what you have. But anyway, that's the prepper's argument, and it's 100% correct. But this $100 billion a day, $100 billion a day, being shoveled out to banks, not just in America, around the world, are shoving money into the European Central Bank, which Christine Lagarde is now the new head of. I think she's taken over. A French criminal who got off a couple of raps that she could have been jailed for 20 years. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York first initiated its emergency overnight loans to Wall Street this year on Tuesday, September 17th, starting off at the rate of $75 billion a day. And by the way, this is Paul Martens. And Russ Martens writing this article just about a month ago. He said it then increased its loans by adding an addition to the $75 billion daily 14-day term loans in the amount of $30 billion to be offered 3 times this past week. Oh, my God. But after the demand for the first 14-day loan was more than double, the $30 billion offered, the New York Fed boosted the next term loan to $16 billion and increased its overnight loans to $100 billion. Okay. What will next bring? What will next week bring? When Wall Street can get super cheap loans from the Fed in tens of billions of dollars, no questions asked by Congress, it will continue upping its demand until the Fed is once again secretly shelling out trillions of dollars while Congress willfully remains in the dark. In other words, a replay of the 2010 financial crisis. The New York Fed is only allowed to engage in these repo transactions with its 24 primary dealers. The list of, right now I heard this before, the 24 primary dealers includes the securities units of the big U.S. banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and it also includes the U.S.-based securities units of trouble. Well, there's so much money and debt and bonds going around. Max Keiser is saying that most of the groups, J.P. Morgan and that, they have a settlement date every 3 months where everything has to be paid up on payments and loans that are due for part payment or full payment. And he said there's going to be a crash coming, that when that three-month term ends at the end of the year, it will be a declaration of insolvency by the mega banks, not to mention the Deutsche Bank in Germany, which is, I think it's $90 trillion in the hole in derivatives. $90 trillion. Whew, that's shocking. But this article goes on to say that it names all the banks in this trouble: Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, and Societe Generale. Because the New York Fed is not announcing which banks are drawing down the bulk of its loans, neither Congress nor the American people know if the money is flowing to U.S. banks or foreign banks. Both, obviously. Subsidiaries in the U.S. propping up troubled foreign banks is not what most Americans want their central bank to be doing. Well, the terms of reference of the Federal Reserve, as I said before, in the midst of flowery languages, they have the right to loan any person, any organization, any corporation, or any country, any amount of money at any time that they see fit, supposedly to protect the American dollar. But that's their terms of reference. The American government don't own it, and they don't even have the power to audit it. And that's what Ron Paul was campaigning for, and is still campaigning for, and he's out of the Congress. So that's the situation. You ask financial journalists about that, and I guarantee you 56% don't have a bull's notion, and they don't know what bail-in legislation is, that at the next collapse, the government have the right to close. They don't have to close the bank, they can do it over a weekend, take anything they like out of your account, and they took, in actuality, 35% in Cyprus. So stand by. Okay. So if the New York Fed is secretly funneling money into a unit of Deutsche Bank to prop it up, the American people need to know about it, and Congress needs to be asking questions. The Fed already got away with this during the last financial crisis, secretly funneling $77 billion to Deutsche from the term auction facility. No, whatever, one of their many schemes. TAF, $1 billion from the primary dealer credit facility, and a whopping $277 billion to Deutsche Bank from the term securities lending facility, and another $354 billion in secret funding that Congress never approved or even knew about. Only when the Government Accountability Office, GAA, released its one-time audit, that was decent, a part of a 1% audit of the bank, of the Federal Fed in 2011, where Americans made aware of the unprecedented loan the Fed had made up to Wall Street banks. American people, what, 1% of them would read financial stuff. Banks and their foreign derivative counterparty banks, which tailed up $16 trillion in cumulative revolving loans. That's hard to comprehend that. But as the GAA reports, was a $13 trillion short of full amount the Fed funneled in banking support. This is very convoluted. Through additional programs, and the GOA did not report. When those programs were added in, the figure of $29 trillion, according to the Levy Economic Institute analysis, is involved. Deutsche Bank is a likely candidate to have funding problems. Its attempt to merge with Commerzbank fell through in April. Its latest plan is to fire 18,000 workers and create a good bank and a bad bank. Yeah, they did that in Ireland when it went bust in 2007. Isolating off unwanted assets that it planned to sell. Deutsche Bank had run through four different CEOs in the past 4 years and incurring losses of three of those years. Unbelievable losses. Its share price has lost 90% of its value over the last dozen years and is trading close to an historic low as of yesterday. Monday it was reported that Prime Broker, its prime broker unit that makes loans to hedge funds, risk upon risk upon risk, was moving over to BNP Paribas along with electronic trading operations. I see. We're shifting the chairs on the Titanic. Unfortunately for U.S. investors, Congress has taken no action to rein in systematic risks on derivatives held by these behemoths. Global banks. Deutsche Bank is heavily interconnected with derivatives to U.S. banking, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, etc. If it blows up, it has the potential to spread like a systematic contagion that Lehman Brothers spread in 2008. A seizing up lending between banks because no one knows who has the exposure. Well, they're all solid. Credit Suisse, another primary dealer, is also having difficulties with its share price, losing 78% of its value in 2007. Are the red lights flashing? I think so. This is pretty good evidence. Société Générale in France has also had bad debts since the crash, with the share price losing 66% of its value. According to the report out this morning from the New York Fed, demand for its emergency loans has quieted down some this morning. Of the $100 billion it offloaded out of its primary dealers for a three calendar day loan to cover this weekend. I don't know how those 3 day loans work. Only $22.7 billion in bids were submitted for loans. This is finance that nobody can understand. Of the $60 billion it offered out on a 14-term loan, banks only bid for $49 million. I feel what's that, a bad day's trading? But anyway, it goes on to all sorts of hyperbole and stuff here about that. It's just gone beyond words. The fantasy solvency rules of the banking system. It's absolutely going to crash and bring us all down. Well, new shocking damage to everything. But there's so many things here that go with articles. Just go to this 5G. Every Scientific American admits that 5G could devastate public health. Even Scientific America admits that 5G could be devastating public health. Sure, Ethan Huff writing his article right this week. And he says there is a growing consensus, even among establishment scientists, that the introduction of 5G isn't a good thing for human life. It's a catastrophic battlefield weapon. That's what it is. An article recently published by Scientific America, believe it or not, actually calls into question the safety of 5G technology, which is being rolled out around the world without any legitimate proof that it's actually safe. Entitled, "We Have No Reason to Believe 5G is Safe," the article points to research conducted by Joseph L. Makowski from the University of California, Berkeley, suggested that cellular technology in general, including Wi-Fi and 5G, are significantly more harmful to human health than the government and telecommunications industry would have us believe. Mikowski points to a recent announcement by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, that it plans to reaffirm the same radio frequency radiation, RFR, exposure limits that were previously adopted back in the 1990s, which were outrageously inadequate, long before the introduction of just 5G. But also 4G, 3G, 2G, and even Wi-Fi itself. In other words, the FCC is relying on decades-old science to declare that all forms of RFM are completely safe, which is about the most unscientific thing and possibly an outrageous statement I've ever heard of. It really is. It's absolutely the pits. But these are criminal organizations, the FCC, the CDC. They are crime operations, and they're done in Bradstreet registered. For profit organizations, sure. The CRBN gone. I see the link gone down, Ken. Is that right? Hello. Are we okay? Yeah, I noticed there. It's gone off the screen. Okay, I'm okay. Yeah, it's back on now. It's going on and off. It's going on and off your end. Okay. To keep up with the latest news about 5G, visit EMF News. I have that regularly on my own computer. It says, "No, American, your government does not care about you. What makes 5G unique in the sense of creating novel public health risks is that it utilizes millimeter wave for transmissions. As you may recall, these are the same harmful forms of radiation that are blasted at air travelers as they're forced to go through the naked body scanners at American airports." It goes on to say this article, you can think of millimeter waves as microwaves. Being cooked, because that's exactly what they are. In other words, 5G towers will soon be microwaving everybody who's exposed to them, just like home microwave radiate food and have it. Not only that, but 5G towers are being placed in very close proximity to each other because this is required in order for them to work. What this means is that more people than ever before are going to be radiated by microwave towers that are close and more densely placed than ever before, creating an unprecedented level of radioactive exposure. 5G also utilizes new technologies like beam-forming active antennas, phased arrays, massive multiple inputs and outputs, none of which have ever undergone any type of safety testing. Right. Anyway, we'll go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in. It's coming up to the top of the second hour now. A few minutes. We're just reading this article here about the shocking the legislation about 5G is absolutely insane. It belongs to the 1960s, the 1980s. The FCC, they shouldn't be in charge of this anyway. But all these rogue government agencies are an absolute disgrace in America. But it said millimeter waves are mostly absorbed within a few millimeters of the human skin. And in the surface layers of the cornea, reversal reveals Scientific America magazine, reiterating what Natural News has similarly warned about in the past. Short-term exposure can have adverse physiological effects on the peripheral nervous system, the immune system, and the cardiovascular system. The research suggests that long-term exposure may pose health risks to the skin, like melanoma, and a lot worse, the eyes. And ocular. What's abundantly obvious at this point is that neither the FCC nor the other, or any other government regulator, is taking seriously these very real risks to public health. In fact, America's government is completely downplaying these risks and acting like they don't exist, which has the American government, which has ominous implications for the future of all human existence. Only 5G antennas are slapped up. Once 5G antennas are slapped up onto every single utility pole and building in the world, there's nothing anyone will be able to do to reverse the radioactive onslaught. And sadly, this is precisely what's happening before our very eyes, with little or no resistance from the public. The scientific jury is already out on the human effects of RFR and FCC and a flat-out dereliction of duty to the public. But 5G, we'd have to do an entire 3 hours when I get a few people of mine to do a guest. They want to be reading stuff out, and I was up for 3 hours. But we put together a program on 5G. But the next time I talk to Mark Steele, we'll start arranging that. But 70% of Americans believe our country is on the edge of a civil war, according to poll. And this is Ethan Huff writing this. That's interesting. They're aware, people are aware of some things, but it's amazing what they're not. But again, people have to be organized and led to do things and protest, like the yellow vests, etc. Although they don't have a central command system, which is a shocking problem. And as I said, what is this saying here? If you're deeply concerned about the future of our country to the point that you believe it might break out in all out violent melee, you're certainly not alone. A new national poll had found out in the United States that upward of 70% of Americans, if you can believe it, are now fully convinced that the United States is on the brink of a second civil war, or a guerrilla war. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we'll be back with the third hour in a few minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is